If someone shook you awake from sleep, I don't know if it's, I was trying to think, is it the middle of the night or is it in the morning? I'm not sure. But someone shakes you awake and it says, it's happening, it's happening. What would that be? What would be happening? Each of us have something we dread and something we have prayed and wished for. Something about a relationship that's been broken, that could be mended. It could be almost anything. Something we're hoping for and something we're dreading. Later on, I'm going to ask you if anybody has a vision for, like, if somebody said to you, it's happening at the church, it's happening at the church, what would that be that you're longing? If only, I'm going to ask you what you think that would be. Jesus told the people of his hometown, Nazareth, that the day of the Lord, the year of Jubilee, had come that day. There, we don't know exactly, but the way that they ran the synagogue worship is not too different from ours. They would have had readings from the prophets. They would have had sung or chanted a psalm. They would have had prayers. It was sort of like that. And in that day, they would invite people to speak. You didn't have to be the minister of that synagogue or the rabbi of that synagogue. So Jesus was invited to speak, and it's a scroll, you know. It's a scroll. So to get to the right place, you go like this. You're looking for the right place. You're not flipping pages. You're looking. So we're not sure whether they think, isn't it strange? They think there was some kind of a three-year reading of the scriptures that you go through. Isn't that interesting? We use a three-year too. Maybe it was based on that. But we're not sure if they were using it that early or if that came into the synagogues later. And there was sort of a festival. They had scriptures that applied to the festivals that came around. So we can't be sure whether the synagogue attendant handed Jesus and said, now you read from Isaiah 61 and be sure to mix in 58. Those are the lectionary readings for today. We don't know whether it was assigned to him or whether somebody just randomly asked him to read that, or whether Jesus was looking for that place. Whichever way it was, that was a scripture he, quick with the scrolls, found. It was Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, and 58, verse 6. And I'm sure there were other scriptures that Jesus had in his mind. But he read the scripture. But he left out a couple places. He left out the part about mending the brokenhearted, and he left out the vengeance of God. So he read the scripture, and then he sat down. In that day, in the synagogue, when you were teaching, you sat down. And that was how he said, I'm going to teach now. So he sat down, and later on, you can see in Acts, you know, Luke wrote two books. Part one is the gospel. Part two is the Acts of the Apostle. And Paul and others are sometimes invited to teach at the synagogue. They're visiting and they say, come forward, brother, and tell us something about the scriptures. So he would also do that. You sit down and you teach. The people of Nazareth, along with all of the people of Israel, had waited under the rule of Rome, as they had waited under Egypt, under Assyria, under Babylon, for the good news of deliverance. The poor, the prisoners, the blind, the oppressed, we're waiting for the year of the Lord's favor. Now, this, in the scriptures, there is a provision for the year of Jubilee. It's every, you know, I can never, it says 50 years, but it's 7 times 7. So I guess it's after seven times 70. I guess it was the 50th year. That was the year of Jubilee. And on that year, all of the land that had been distributed out to the families was returned to the original family who had gotten, like, one guy's really good with money and they get a lot of they get all the land, and somebody else isn't so good and they lose the family property. It goes back. So it gets divided back out again every 50 years. And if you were in poverty and you had to sell your services as a servant, every 50 years you went free. So people who are in the hole have it, it's 50 years. So it's not seven, it's 50. So it's like once in a generation, things get to come back. You get a chance. It's a chance. There's no record that they ever did it. You know, we read it and we go, oh, that's so wonderful. But there isn't any record they actually did it, even though that's the way it was supposed. Isn't that interesting? We don't know for sure. There may have been one, but we don't know. So Jesus stands up and he says, this is the year. This is the year of Jubilee. You are going to go free the debts, the pit that you have dug for you and your family and your descendants. You're coming back up again. This is your chance. It is an exciting claim. This is the deepest and finest promises for the people of God that are coming true. Now, the way Jesus spoke and the beauty of his message surprised the people of Jesus' hometown. Now, we remember him with his nose running in the cold. You know, he was digging in the dirt. He's just like everybody else. Look how well he speaks. How could that be our little Jesus? Next week, we're going to continue this story with more of their response. Just like you and me, the beauty of the gospel that comes to us and we gasp with delight. There's another side to that. That revelation, that light that shines into our hearts reveals our resistance, our anger. There's another side. We're delighted and we don't want to have anything to do with it at the same time. We're going to do that part next week. Now, this is the year. You ever been to a motivational speaker? You need to believe this. You are just as important as anybody else. This is the moment. This is the year. Positive thinking. Good habits. Good management. Positive thinking. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Psalm 118. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad. Make of your life and this day what you choose. So that's a valid thing. Better to be positive than to be negative. But that's not just all that Jesus is saying. It isn't just, it's today. You don't have yesterday, you don't have tomorrow. Today is the day you need to listen to God, because it's the only, the scripture does have that message. Today, if you hear his voice, do not turn away from it. But this is not just that. How can you be sure? Eloise also, hope and self-delusion, right? You hedge your best on Wall Street. They invest money on the stock going up, and just in case, they invest on what if it goes down. So they make money both ways. The house always wins, right? Hedge your bets. Yes and no. But the authority of Jesus is such that he is speaking, this is the year. It's an incredible claim. It's okay to say it here, because most of you, all of you, otherwise you'd be doing something else, right? You're here because you believe in Jesus as the Word of God. You're here because something has touched your heart, because your life has changed, because there's nowhere else to go for you to hear the Word of life. But you say this kind of stuff, you know, out with people who have other views. This is a really incredible claim. It says he's led by the Spirit. He's coming from the baptism by John to the trials in the desert, and now he's led by the Spirit to a place and a time where prophecy is fulfilled. And this is the turning point of history. See, that's the thing about Christian faith, is you're not just saying, I believe, and it helps me. You're saying, this is true of the cosmos. It's really a big thing. In Luke, the Spirit has already come to Zechariah, to John the Baptist, to Elizabeth, to Mary, to Simeon. And it seems that the year of the Lord is attested to by the working of the Holy Spirit in many lives. It's not just zing to Jesus, but the people around him are experiencing the Spirit as well. The year of Jubilee will not be a movement that overpowers all the other voices covering over the evil and silencing all protest. It's not that kind of covering over with sheer raw power, but it is to actually put things right. To put things right. We had a guest yesterday. I put a towel over some of the papers that I had. That's not the year of Jubilee. The year of Jubilee is to actually put things right. So when you hear Christ anointed to preach good news to the poor, proclaim freedom to the prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, release of the oppressed, and the year of the Lord's favor, who do you think that is for? You know, Sue and I went to the 69th Street observation of the National Day of Prayer, all these cathedrals, whatever. We were under the bridge of 69th Street with some other faith leaders from our community. There was a penny on the sidewalk, and I picked it up. I don't want to be a faker. This isn't the right penny. And here I have that very penny. This is just a penny. I'm not sure what happened to that penny. I picked it up, and there were some wonderful faith leaders there, really wonderful people. So I said, would you like this penny? And she said to me, no, I always leave it on the sidewalk for somebody who needs it more than I do. Oh, right, you know, I lead such a comfortable life. But she is not someone that you know. I'm not talking about anybody that you know. She's a selfless servant of God. But I thought, I'm a sinner in need of Christ too. And I kept the penny. What I want you to know from this story is this is not for other people. Oh, the poor, oh, the blind, oh, the oppressed. Brothers and sisters, you are the blind. You are the oppressed. Do you understand that? This message is not, oh, isn't that lovely? They're going to hear it. You hear it today. Can you hear this for yourself, not just as a wholesaler receiving goods that you will then pass off to other people? Not that we skim off the aid. Isn't that nasty when aid comes and the rulers take it? I don't mean it like that. Like, oh, this is for me, not for the people it's meant to. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you needing your share of the mercy of God during the year of Jubilee. This is for you. We are the needy receiving the blessings of God's news. And then, of course, we share. According to the Gospels, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ have begun the year of the Lord. In what way? See, this is difficult, too. In what way do you see the fulfillment of these promises that Jesus said were being fulfilled? It's been 2,000 years. How's it going? How's it going for the church, for the world? Justice, oppression. What do you believe is yet to happen? Has the church received and passed on the good news, or have we built a warehouse to store what God has done? What exactly are you waiting for, and what are you waiting personally, and what are you waiting to happen in this congregation? Does anybody have a word of prophecy? If somebody shook you awake and said, it's happening at church, it's happening, what would you think? Does anybody have a word? You may not. You want to think about it. You want to write an article for Viewpoints. That's fine. Anybody just have something, just in case? Sheila, you have a mic, or you, for the people on the Zoom.
I have a vision that we would have our eyes open to see where we are hurting ourselves with the fear and hatred and resentment, and that we would be able to see how we are all children of God and love people and forgive what's happened in the past and move forward with love, seeing everyone as a child of God.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your vision. Take my mic here, the two of you.
Well, you know, the homeless ministry has always been a part of our congregation, and COVID just sort of took it all away because of that. So I see it's organized again. There's a place for homeless to stay. There's peace, but not just because of the homeless, but in the history of what us ministering to the homeless has done for our church. It was an amazing thing that did more for us the first time we did it than we did for them. So that's my thought.
You think it's happening again?
I would just like to wake up and hear that the pews are full, and they're full because we have exhibited the spirit, and people want something that we can show them. So
it's happening. It's happening. Anybody else? The year of Jubilee is proclaimed to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.